Who do you think the first person ever was to, like, think, my teeth are wonky, I need them to be straight?
Napoleon.
Bonaparte.
Mm-hmm.
Teeth together.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
And I do have to say I support love in most of its forms.
Love. Well, the heart wants what the heart wants.
The heart wants what the heart wants. I don't know what to tell you. I want to have sex with my sister. I can't help it. The heart wants what the heart wants.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green, and this is the girl who keeps ticking and talking and won't stop. And Chris and Joy, only best of you, Chris.
Tick tock and you don't stop.
And you tick tock and you don't stop.
Best of you, Brian.
And best of you out there in the podcast universe. How did that song go? It went tick tock and you don't stop.
Yeah. I wanna sex you up.
Oh, tick-tock, I was thinking that was a. Stop. Ah, yeah, that's that. There's that one too. I think TikTok and
Color
Don't Stop.
Color Me Bad.
Color Me Bad. Oh, what a terrible band that was.
Oh my God.
Ugh. Wasn't like one white guy with dreads in there or something?
I think it was four guys.
Oh, it was four white guys with bad dreads?
I feel like Saturday Night Live kind of did a thing. A spoof on them.
Wasn't like Rigatoni in that band? Who's that guy? You know? Call me Mr. Unmat the Mr.
They might have had a reggae.
Who was that guy? Remember that dude? Do you remember that guy?
Rigatoni.
Wasn't there a Rigatoni in that band? I swear to God there was. Maybe I'm just completely off.
Hey, man.
Rigatoni, stop. You don't know me. Get on your knees and then you start to blow me. Go, Rigatoni, go. Get on your knees. All right, okay. Was there a line? Did I cross it? I'm not sure.
No,
but I'm here. I'm trying, okay?
It was Rigatoni.
Rigatoni. That guy was the best. Oh, who was that? White Shades or something? White Knight? I can't remember that guy's name. Snow Patrol? No.
Informer.
I got to lick me boom boom down. Lick me boom boom a down? What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
I think it was Snow.
Rigatoni.
Snowden or something.
Rigatoni. Cooking up some rigatoni. I lick me boom boom a down. Mama's special sauce is cooking in the oven kitchen. I'm in the background looking out of my bitchin'. Mommy, making me some more pasta rigatoni.
Oh my God.
I like to think I'm reggae, but I'm phony. La 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 la. Apparently, that guy had some respect in the.
We talked about this on the show,
and like apparently he had some respect in the community. They were like, "Oh yeah, man, this shit's a jam," and I'm like, "That shit's a jam." I'm white, and I know that shit's not the jam. I'm 13. I'm white, and I realize that's not the way forward. That is not solving any of the problems.
No.
Yeah, on this earth at this time. All right, go ahead with your word of the day. Chrissy's now got a new segment she wants to do called Word of the Day.
Well, I thought it, you know, might be a little.
Go. The floor is yours.
You know, let's throw in some actual facts.
Oh, well, don't go crazy. Don't go crazy.
Yeah, the word for today is bonhomie, which kind of goes with what we were just thinking.
Bonhomie? Is that how you say
bonhomie.
It? Bonhomie. Okay. I'm going to guess that this is a German word, bonhomie. Is it spelled B-A-H-O-M-M-E? B-A-N-H-O-M-M-E?
No, it is B-O-N.
B-O-N.
H-O-M-I-E.
Oh, right. Bonhomie. Okay.
It's actually French.
It's French word. I'm going to guess that this is some kind of pastry. Am I right? Is it a pastry?
No, it means
lick me boom boom a down.
It means cheerful, friendliness, and geniality.
Oh, well, bonhomie to you.
And a bonhomie to you.
I'm in such a bonhomie mood.
And they said next time you sing the song, you know, for he's a jolly good fellow.
For he's a jolly good fellow.
For he's a bonhomie.
For he's
a jolly bonhomie.
That's a good one. Okay, bonhomie. Are you feeling bonhomie today?
I'm feeling
bonhomie. Is it a feeling? Is it an adjective? He's feeling bonhomie? Or he is bonhomie?
Examples in a sentence. The show was well received due to the co-host bonhomie.
Oh! Yeah. Well, now you're the Bonhomie.
Homie.
I was going to say Bonhomie broad, but I guess that's language from like 1950. I probably shouldn't use it.
Here's another one. Jess extended the same Bonhomie to everyone she met.
Oh.
Whether friend or stranger.
I've never heard that word before in my entire life.
That's right. That's why it's classing things up around here.
Classing things up around here. It's going to take a lot more than Bonhomie to class things up around here. If there's one thing that the commercial break is not, it's full of class. Full of sass, well, maybe. Full of ass, sometimes. But full of class, no. Well, thank you for trying. I really appreciate it. And to the audience,
be more Bonhomie about this, Brian.
Listen, it's hard. My natural disposition is anti-Bonhomie. I'm in Bonhomie. What would the opposite of that be? What would be the negative? Un-Bonhomie or in-Bonhomie? I don't know.
It's mean.
You know who's not Bonhomie?
Who's that?
I'll tell you who's not Bonhomie. Is the guy at my recycling place is not Bonhomie. Did I tell this story about the recycling dude?
No, but I've been to your recycling place with you one time after we went to Home Depot. We were building the studio.
Go get more wires we don't need. I've got $6,000 worth of wires.
Fours, and we were stapling cloth.
And we did such a terrible job. So we were making these soundproof panels. You can't see them. They're right above us right here. But the room has tall ceilings. Yep. So we were putting some soundproof paneling because I'm absolutely obnoxious about my sound. And I could hear it bounce. I could hear the sound bouncing back and forth, causing a little bit of an echo. So we made these. We decided, let's do it homemade because they're very expensive. You get them custom made. They're like $1,200. And I'm like, I can do this. Get some insulation, some foam. Put it on we'll build a frame. And then we'll throw the foam on top of it. And then we'll put this soundproof like cloth over it, and it'll look nice and neat. Well,
so
Chrissy
here
and I
go,
did one.
Brian and Chrissy, yes, to the Home Depot.
We go to the Home Depot.
We didn't know where anything was.
Have no idea. First time I've ever used a saw in my entire life. Fuck yeah, I didn't cut my dick off. I mean, seriously. So I'm out there sawing. I'm not measuring anything.
No, yeah, this measure.
It called for an angle, so you know you could be together nice and neat, but I didn't do that. It looks like it just was a total kafukta job. And so we hang it up, and then my father-in-law, comes in like a month later. Yeah. He stares at the ceiling and he goes, "The fuck is that?" And I'm like, "It's a soundproof panel. I made it myself." Aye, Brian. It's completely obtuse. Right. It's completely off angle. It's kitty corner, basically. It's falling apart.
Hanging sideways.
And I just decided to put an extra piece of wood in the middle that would make it more strong. That would fix all the problems. So my father-in-law came in and he just tore that thing apart. He was like, "Ay, but the way we hung it, the way we did it, everything was wrong. It was all wrong. It was all wrong."
And it was hanging down like so low.
It was right on our heads. You could see it in the camera angle. It's like barely in the camera angle. And I thought to myself, well, small price to pay for good sound.
The fan was almost hitting it.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, the fan was almost hitting it, and at times it would. Like, if you move the wrong way, it would be like, tick, 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 tick. And I was like, well, that can't be good. I don't know how long that'll last if the fan keeps on hitting it. So my father-in-law comes, and he also puts it next.
C for effort. I'm going to say A for effort, but C for effort on our part.
I would have passed high school if I put that much effort into it. So my father-in-law comes in, and he says, well, where do you want it? And I said, well, I think it's got to be close to the fan. And he goes, okay, no problem. My father-in-law, I don't know, what do you guess? That's a quarter of an inch away from the fan?
Yeah.
It's a quarter of an inch away from the fan on both sides. Two different panels on each side of this fan that to keep to this awfully hot box here. Fucking cool. And he put it a quarter of an inch away. It has never once touched the blade.
Nope,
never once.
Moved. Hanging it's from a perfect.
Hanging from an angled ceiling, mm-hmm, perfectly mm-hmm straight.
Yep.
My father-in-law knows everything. I know nothing. I am humbled every time he comes that he can do anything, like hang a picture. I'm like, oh, that's amazing. How did you do that? I went and got a nail. Oh, okay. He's like, I got a nail. I measured. Aye, Brian.
But so we went to the recycling place that day because we had to drop something off there. So
we go to the recycling place. So now this is our recycling place. You know, we have people that come pick up the recycling up front, but you only are allowed one can per week. Mm-hmm. And we get those damn Amazon boxes that are terrible for the environment. I mean, I know there's only, I know I'm the one ordering it, and it's at my convenience, like I'm the one destroying the earth. But Amazon isn't helping me in any way, shape, or form by putting a pair of earphones in a box the size of a small car.
Oh my God, I hate that.
It's terrible.
Yeah, they're doing a really bad job these days with boxing. And I even check the thing a lot of times where it says get fewer boxes.
Yes.
Have everything delivered in one day. I'm like, perfect. I don't need thing. I don't need that. All these things immediately.
Doesn't work.
Individual in boxes. So I check that box. I check the box.
and they send me more boxes.
Yes. Yeah.
So I am, like everybody, I'm trying to do a little bit of good, and I'm trying to teach my kids, because my kids won't have an earth by the time they grow up. So right. I'm just like, hey, listen, let's make sure that we put everything in the recycling. We end up with all these Amazon boxes at the end of the week, and inevitably we have to take them to the recycling center, because or else we'll have to pay some $25 fee to have more shit picked up. So I'm like, we're not lazy. Let's go a couple miles down the street. We'll go to the recycling center, and we'll put the extra recycling, the big recycling stuff, big boxes.
Yes.
So every time I go there, it's a local recycling center. It's mm-hmm. run by the taxes that
locals.
We pay here. Yeah, locals. Well, it's run by people, I think, who have been charged with community service. But in, right. regardless, yeah. okay, I've been there, done that, got yep. it. All right, 10-4, yep. I understand. If I could have done the recycling center, I would have done it.
right.
But no, I had to do hard labor. I had to be on the side of the highway while people are driving 98 miles per hour picking up trash.
Picking up trash.
So I go there all the time. Yet, there is one motherfucker who has to ruin my day every time that I go there, to the point now where I drive an extra 5 miles not to go to that recycling center, but the other recycling center. Because this guy finds it in his small, weak little mind that he has to make sure that we live in the county in which we are dropping off the recycling, because it's a community center. It says on the back of my license plate which county I live in.
Mm-hmm.
All he has to do is look at the license plate and say, oh, yep, this guy lives in this county. This is the county community recycling center. Let's do this. But every time I go, this guy comes up to me and he's like, I need to see your ID. And I'm like, okay. One time I didn't have it. I had this electronic, you know, ID thing. In Georgia, you can have an electronic driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
So I show him the driver's license, but it does not show your address on the driver's license. It does, however, say which county you got your driver's license in, right? Where you're living. So I show him and I'm like, here you go. I don't have my driver's license with me. I'm using this. And he goes, I'm sorry, you can't drop off your recycling. I need to see your address. And I'm like, why would you need to see my address? And he's like, because I need to make sure you live in the county in which you're dropping off the recycling. And I'm like, listen, bro, I have it on my tag. I've got it on my license. I'm not giving you my physical address. That's fine. I'm not going to dox me here at the recycling place. So no, he's arguing with me. I took my recycling. I put it next to the place where the guys would come pick it up and throw it. He brings the recycling back and puts it back in my car.
Did you show him the label on the box?
Yeah. Oh, that was the next thing. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Look, it's going to
so
discount.
I am like, bro, there is no reason why I shouldn't be able to drop this off. You've seen me 30 times. And he's like, I don't know how many people come to this recycling center. Why are you doing this to me? And I'm like, why are you doing this to me? What is going on? What are we doing? And I'm looking at all these 20 other people standing around, and I'm like, can anybody here help me? Could talk some common sense into this guy? And everyone's just standing around, you know, kicking their feet, because obviously they're doing community service and they don't want to get in trouble by the boss, who I imagine this one guy gets paid for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave and I'm so fumed. This is like right before
Christmas.
He's the foreman. The foreman of the recycling center, which, okay, that's a job. It's a thing. You're doing it. Good for you. Making a living. I can't argue with someone making an honest living. This motherfucker refuses to let me drop off the recycling. Okay, right before Christmas, 2 weeks after Christmas, now we have every box that has ever been made under the sun in our fucking living room. And I'm like, I got to take this stuff to the recycling center. And I go, I'll try again. Maybe he was just in a bad mood.
Right.
Right. And maybe he's not there. They have to have more than one.
He wasn't feeling Bonhomie.
He was not feeling Bonhomie. There's no Bonhomie about this guy. he was Bonbromie. This guy was so pissed at me. And I couldn't imagine why. So I go, this time I decided a different tactic. Rather than park, I'm going to go through drive-through. They have drive-through. You just pop open your back and they take your stuff. I have never been asked for my driver's license except for that one time before. I pull up, I don't see the guy, and I'm like, oh yeah, great. Pop my trunk, guys are coming over. You know, oh, all these boxes going. Yep, they're all going. Thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate it. Happy holidays, happy new year, whatever. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Mr. Grumpy, Mr. Unbonhomie starts walking toward me. And
there
I'm like,
is.
Oh, you got to be kidding me, dude. And so he walks up and I crack my window a little bit And he goes, I need to see your driver's license. And I go, dude, we had this conversation last time.
Why didn't you just take your driver's license this time?
I did. Okay. Take my driver's license this time. Good. And I put it up to the window. Right? Like one of those cop videos. Like one of those assholes who's trying to antagonize the cops for clicks on YouTube. Right? I'm like, okay, here you go, bro. And he's like, please give it to me. And I'm like, no, I'm not giving you my driver's license. And he's like, I need to touch your driver's license, make sure it's real. And I'm like, dude, you work at a fucking recycling center. You are not the CI goddamn A. What are you talking about? Why would you need to touch my driver's license?
He had it out for you.
He did. He absolutely had it out for me. And I was so miffed because I'm like, what did I ever do to this guy? What did I ever do to this bro that now he's pissing me off? So I'm like, bro, you don't need to touch my driver's license. And he goes, you don't need to drop off your recycling. Boys, put it back. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. No recycling for you?
Boys, put it back in the truck.
It's like he's got
Did
a gang.
Did you just squeal off?
Yeah. I go, don't put it back. That's what I said. I tried to just close the thing.
That's what I'm saying.
He walked back and he grabbed it. And he's like, come on, boys, put it back. He does not show me my driver's license. And I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh my God.
So now I go, okay, bro, here you go. He takes it out. He's got these gloves on that have been touching horse shit all day long. Somebody else's crap. And he's like fiddling with it. And I'm like, okay, dude, give me it back. Now we're having this like 3-year-old argument. Give it back to me. No.
It's mine.
I want my driver's license back. So finally he hands it back to me and he says, okay. He can drop off his recycling. And I'm like, did you just really say I can drop off my recycling? Do you really think that you're like some fiefdom here at the fucking recycling center and you're the king of the fiefdom? This is awful. This is terrible. I don't understand what in the world that we are doing. So I leave. Now, last week, and now I've been driving to the other recycling center. But last week I got the kids in the car.
But at least you can go make a drop off. Ours is you have to make an appointment.
To make an appointment to drop off your goddamn recycling?
Yes.
So they want you to not ruin the earth, but they want you to make sure that it's on their schedule?
Well, apparently it's just popular. I think what it is a few bad apples ruined it then for all of the rest of us.
What exactly did they do?
They were just driving in from out of state.
Driving in from out of state to drop off their recycling.
I think, illegal dumping was what was happening.
Oh my God. Illegal dumping at the recycling center? I mean, thieves that care. At least they care.
Exactly. So just take the boxes.
Criminals that care. You gotta be kidding me, really? You have to make an appointment? What do you do? Yeah. Like scan your thing when you
No
when you
and,
go
and
in
fact that's why I a couple times have brought things up here to you.
I know. Well, now I got my own problems. Now I got my own problem.
I don't want to make an appointment.
Oh my God. Dude, it's like terrible. So last week I got the kids in the car and I'm like, okay, this guy can't be possibly working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let me go try this one. And you know what I did, Chrissy? This is most ridiculous. So there's a gas station across the street. Sits up a little bit on a hill. You can check out the recycling area.
You did a stakeout?
I did. One of my kids is like, Daddy, what are we doing? And I'm like, shh.
You've got your binoculars.
Get me some coffee. Get me some coffee and 2 bear claws. Gonna be here all night, son, if it takes all night. Meanwhile, my 1-year-old is just screaming. She can't take it anymore. She's in the car. I'm just sitting there in a gas station, freezing cold outside. I got my window rolled down a little bit. I'm like, huh? I don't think I see him. But do I see him? I don't know. I must have sat there for 10 minutes and I didn't see him. So I was like, okay, great. But now here's the point of the story.
The coast is clear.
The coast is clear. I'm going to go. I pull up to the drivers, to the drive-thru, because I got the kids in the car. I pull up. I pop open my trunk. No one says a word to me except, how are you doing? Have a nice day. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. That was it. No one asked me for my driver's license. No one. And so this guy obviously has pointed me out.
Yes.
As, I don't
He's
know.
Been tagged.
Yeah. We have a Bonhomie bromance going on. It's like an anti-Bonhomie bromance. We hate each other. And I don't really know why. Why does that happen in life? Why do you just meet people that you dislike right off the bat? It feels so, I don't know, incongruous, I guess. I don't know. I'm using another word. I don't understand what it means. But I've got to be honest with you. It just doesn't feel good. Like, I don't know why this guy didn't like me from the beginning. What happened? Yeah. What did I do? I just got out of my car to drop out the I honestly, because I am so not into strangers, I just treat them all with kindness so I don't get bothered. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
I don't care that much to get into arguments with strangers. Unless I see something going down that I clearly need to get involved in. I just don't do that. And even then, I'm likely to run away. I'm likely to tuck my tail and run away. So I have to say to this, my friend at the recycling center, let's be friends now, okay? I know you're not listening to the commercial break, but if you are, if you know anybody that works at the recycling center near where I may or may not live, if you know anybody and you know this brother, just tell him, you know, Brian just wants to drop off his recycling.
Give him a break.
I just want to drop off the recycling. That's all I want to do. Do we have to be enemies, mortal enemies? I'm literally staking you out. I'm checking out when you... What would I have done if he had been there? I don't know. I didn't even have a plan B. I just felt like, well, he's not going to get me today. Fucker. You're not going to bug me today. Fucker.
It almost sounds like that $25 extra a month would be worth it. Just to not deal with this guy.
I totally agree with you. I told Astrid, but you know.
You've got coffee expenses, bear claw expenses, binoculars,
gas
to get up there.
Not to mention the kids just going crazy in the back. And I am like a myopically focused murder detective. I'm like Jodie Foster in True Detective. Can't think about anything else.
That's a great show, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It's really... I am like...
The Corpsicle.
Well, you know what? We'll get into it the next segment. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back.
Ugh, finally. I feel like I was waiting forever for my turn to talk. Now that I have you, go to tcbpodcast.com to find all of our audio and video content and follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. Want it to be your turn to talk? Call us and spill the tea at 626-ASK-TCB3 and you may hear your voice on the show. You can also text us your tea at 855-TCB-8383 and boy, do we love to hear it. Anyway, take a listen to our sponsors and let's get back to the show.
This episode is sponsored in part by Magic Spoon. Okay, if you've listened to any amount of the commercial break, then you know one of my disgusting food habits is to eat sugary cereals with cream late at night. Well, the Earth just turned 1 year older, and I've decided to do away with the empty calories and added sugars. The good news for my bad cereal habit? I have Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon recreates all the flavors that we loved as children without all the baggage that goes in our bellies. It has all the flavors you love, but it's high in protein, and it has less sugar. Astrid and I just bought a variety pack that has four flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. It's only 140 calories per serving. It's high protein, has 0 grams of sugar, keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, and soy free. And I get the taste of my favorite cereal without all the guilt. Magic Spoon is returning to the commercial break as a sponsor, and we're so happy that they're offering you a discount. Go to magicspoon.com/TCB to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code TCB at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it, for any reason, they'll refund your money, absolutely no questions asked. Remember to start the year off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/TCB. And be sure to use the promo code TCB to save $5 off. That's magicspoon.com/TCB and use the code TCB to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for being a sponsor of the commercial break and giving me something to look forward to late night after I get out of the studio. Hey, Podcast Universe. I'm super excited to be talking about an old friend of mine, Jordan Harbinger, and his podcast, The Jordan Harbinger Show. You know that Chrissy and I don't do a lot of talking about other podcasts, but The Jordan Harbinger Show definitely deserves a mention, and here's why. Imagine the serious version of the commercial break, where you actually learn facts from actual experts and in-depth interviews. All the crazy, interesting, weird, and philosophical stuff that we find on the commercial break to have fun with, Jordan takes some of those same topics, and he applies a degree of serious journalism professionalism to it, and he is an excellent interviewer, maybe one of the best in the business, in my opinion. We know for a fact that a lot of people who listen to The Commercial Break also listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show. So if you haven't yet taken a listen, go search The Jordan Harbinger Podcast on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, or head over to his website, jordanharbinger.com. That's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. Jordan has been a longtime supporter of the show, and many people have written in and thanked me for turning them on to Jordan Harbinger, including one of our staff members who is like a Jordan Harbinger super fan. And to quote her, Jordan Harbinger is like The Commercial Break with actual facts and a lot less laughing. We think you're going to love The Jordan Harbinger Show, so go search on Apple, wherever you find your podcasts, or get started with those starter packs at jordanharbinger.com. And we want to thank Jordan for being a supporter of The Commercial Break. We were talking about True Detective before the break. I am getting back into this show after taking a couple of seasons of going,
Well, like, it hasn't been on in a couple of years, but...
Well, I know, but like the last two seasons, yeah. The first season was outrageously good.
Yes.
So fucking good. I watched it all in one night on my very first iPhone, sitting in my apartment by myself. I was up to like 6 a.m. I watched I don't know who gave me their login to HBO, or maybe it was free at the time, like a free trial that I tried. But I started at like 7:30 at night, and I just bowled through it in one night. I loved it so much. It was so, like, you know, moody and cool and,
yeah,
you know,
mystical.
And could it be? Would it be? Mm-hmm. Is there ghosts? Are there dragons? Witches. What's going on? There's circles, lots of circles. I like circles. It's people hanging from trees.
I like circles.
You know, in weird ways by their feet and their toenails. This is interesting. I like this. And then they followed it up with that damn fucking Vince Vaughn dude. And I like Vince Vaughn.
Was that the second one?
Yeah, that was the second one. The second season.
I feel like there was another one, and then there was the Vince Vaughn.
No, there was Marsha Ali.
Okay.
Marsha Ali did the most recent one, season 3.
Okay.
And that was good. But it wasn't great. I thought it was good, but it wasn't great. He was like revisiting the ghosts of the past and blah, 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 blah. Okay, I got that part. Vince Vaughn, I don't even know what in the world. Were they like in tunnels and street crime?
Yeah, and I just think of Vince Vaughn as comedy.
Yeah, he's the wedding crasher, not a mob boss.
Yeah, or the swinger, you know, swinging, hey, baby.
Yeah.
What's the saying?
Hey.
Something about babies.
I don't know.
Beautiful babies.
Yeah, beautiful babies. My beautiful babies, like in a trailer. I thought that movie was okay. I thought Swingers was okay.
Oh, I love Swingers.
I never thought it was great, but I thought it was okay. It's a good start, right, for Vince Vaughn. And then he had a couple of comedies.
And Jon Favreau.
Oh, yeah. And Jon became a very famous director and actor in his own right. And then you have Vince, who went on to do some of the comedy greats of the early 2000s. Old school, Wedding Crashers. Old school, Wedding Crashers.
He was in a few rom-coms, which one just happened to be on the other day. I think it was the one with him and he and Jennifer Aniston, or he and Reese Witherspoon. I don't know. I think he did like movies with
Couples
both
Retreat?
Of them. Oh, Couples Retreat was funny.
Couples Retreat was really funny.
But that was Jason Bateman, wasn't it? Anyways,
Vince Vaughn was in the movie, but yeah, Jason Bateman was also in the movie too.
Back to the Corpsicle.
Yeah, the Corpsicle.
It's so good.
I want to say that I've got an idea about what's going on with the Corpsicle. Okay. So, spoiler alerts ahead. Turn off for the next period of time. Fast forward for the next 5 minutes if you do not want to hear about True Detective's most recent episodes. The Corpsicle found out on the ice.
Are we recording this? Because
yeah.
Okay.
What?
It just made me think that maybe someone will never even hear this episode.
Nope. It's here. Here we are. We got it.
Okay, just checking.
Okay, anyways. I thought maybe you need to take a break or something.
No.
Like, wait, are we recording this? Because I want to leave. So, it's not a totally strange question to ask, by the way. Why are we recording this? So, there you go. Given how many we've not recorded.
I know.
Yeah. And our computers are acting a little funny the last couple of days. So, so that Corpsicle that's found out there. Now, the most recent episode, the dude who survived, if you know, you know, the dude who survived, he wakes up in the hospital. He's
screaming.
Got no legs, no arms, no eyes, no whatever. He's a mangled mess. He's screaming bloody murder. And the detective played by Jodie Foster says, who did this? Mm-hmm. Who killed it? What were you running from? Why were you so scared? And he says, we woke her up. And she's coming after all of us. We woke her up and she's going to kill all of us or whatever he said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I believe. If you remember, those scientists were doing like super high level research on bacteria.
Right.
that could save or kill everybody. Save everybody or kill everybody. And they had to drill down 53 million miles into the Earth's core to find this particular bacteria, whatever. And they found it at some point, but they couldn't bring it back to life because of whatever, right? There was some explanation that was given. My opinion is that they indeed woke up the bacteria, and the bacteria had them going crazy, like something happened to them. The bacteria infected them, something happened.
What about the circles? The tattoo circles.
I think that's just a mislead. And, I think it's just a misdirection.
And what about the dead guy that the one woman sees, like her dead son, that showed where those people were on the ice?
I think this is all part of the mystical, magical experience of True Detective. But my True Detective detective tells me that this is all misdirection.
Bacteria.
Yeah. That they're just, yeah, it's bacteria. At the end of the day, it's a common cold that killed everybody. I think. And then people are like, what about the tongue that they found? I think the tongue was being used in that experiment. Mm. I think they cut out the tongue. I think somehow it got over there because they needed the tongue for some reason. And they warmed that bad boy up. And then they put the bacteria on her tongue.
Wow.
I don't know. I think maybe the tongue started to move after they put the bacteria.
You do have great detective skills based on your stakeout.
Oh, well, so. Listen, never again will that guy find me in his drive-thru recycling drop-off area. I've decided no more. You won't get me anymore. You're never going to touch my license again. Ever. Why do you need to touch my license? Why? For what reason?
With the gloves.
With the gloves. With the nasty ass gloves on. You've been grabbing everybody else's
recycling.
Was he
holding it up to the light to see if like the seal was
like,
Georgia?
He was like flexing it. I'm like, flex it? What are you doing?
Who is showing up with a fake ID?
I know. Like he's a bouncer at the world's hottest nightclub. Like making sure that, you know, no underage sping get in. I'm like, come on, dude. I'm not on room springer. I'm trying to drop off my recycling. Let's go, bro. Come on, it was supposed to be like a quick and dirty kind of thing. You know, we're dropping off, going.
Right.
If I'm in that if I'm ahead of that recycling, I'm just like, let's get them through as fast as we can. No bother, no muss, no fuss. Let's get that recycling there because we're doing some good for the earth, and so are they by dropping it off. So let's give them a break if they don't have their driver's license with them or their license plate says something different than what it's supposed to. I would only question if it was like an out of state driver's license plate.
I said out of state.
Yeah. I find it hard to believe anybody's driving out of state.
Where are you going, honey? I've got to go to Georgia.
Well.
To drop off.
Honey, I don't know if you know this. And I know that this is going to be very disappointing after 27 years of marriage and 4 children. But I have been leaving this trailer every Tuesday night and returning every other Monday night. Because I have been dropping off our recycling at the not local recycling center 6 states away. In Georgia. I don't know if you know, but they have the nicest recycling centers in the world. You can drive right through. Pop open your trunk. I'm also sleeping with your sister. I've also been taking your sister on these trips. She really enjoys them. Yeah. I don't know.
True Detective. I don't know. It's very interesting. I love seeing Jodie Foster back. She's just one of the greats to me.
She's a heavy hitter, man. She is one of the one of the great actresses of our time, I have to admit. You know what movie I like from Jodie Foster is that Contact movie. You ever seen Contact?
Contact is
so good.
One of my favorites.
So good.
One of my favorites.
It gives you like
hope that there is some kind of crazy machine that's being built.
Built.
And it was coming through on radio waves.
Yes.
The messages on how to build the thing. And then that one exploded, but then they had the backup.
Yes. It gives me hope that Elon Musk is actually in outer space right now, floating around, shaving his head every day and going, I built 2 of them. Why build 1 when you can build 2 at twice the price?
Exactly.
It's in the Japanese ocean with Godzilla.
Right.
Godzilla helped us build it.
Oh, it's so good.
It is so good.
And
then
movie.
She goes through, she finds out some meaning of life, and then she comes out the other end, and everyone's like, no, you didn't. You've totally ruined the thing. And
it's
just such a good movie. It's such a good premise. It's such a good movie. It's really well done. And then, of course, no one can forget Silence of the Lambs, which is just a star-making role for her. She is so good. The fall of the beans.
Oh, it's so good, that movie.
Do you hear the little lambs crying with your fava beans?
Like Chianti.
Yeah.
Nice
and she's
Chianti.
Like, Mr. Lecter, stick with the subject at hand. Fava beans.
It's still such a scary movie.
I know, and that guy.
Yeah, he was making a skin suit.
Yeah, and he's dancing with his dick tucked in.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a great scene. Such a great scene. So Jodie Foster, True Detective, new season. I highly suggest you watch it. It seems like they're back in form. Maybe not first season form, but certainly back to the moody, weird, twisty, turny kind of thing that we all liked. Have you ever watched the show Happy Valley on Amazon?
Yes. Yes.
I am getting into this Happy Valley because I find this to be a very engaging detective show. The detective show with the lady and her sister's drunk and the whole nine yards. That is such a good show.
It
so
really
well
is.
Written.
It's been listed as one of the great shows.
Yeah, one of the,
over
great
the past
shows.
Few years.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I did not know that. I thought I was just watching yet another.
But it's on
British
Amazon now. That's great because before it was on AMC.
It's on AMC, and then it was on BBC.
Buy the subscription, and I'm putting my foot down.
Yeah, I'm putting my foot down because what does AMC have to offer? I went through my Amazon the other night, and I found out that I had signed up for AMC. Sundance Channel, Acorn TV, BBC. Did you know Amazon? Now, did you get your message on Amazon yesterday? Uh-huh. I got my message on Amazon. And if anybody else got this message, you should write in and we'll bitch about it. Amazon put a message on my fucking Prime TV yesterday. You know what that Prime TV said? You are now watching ad-supported Prime TV.
Oh, yeah.
For an additional $2.99 a month, you can go ad-free. And I was like, the fuck? You're a $1 trillion company, $2-3 trillion company, and you're going to charge me $2.99 to not have ads in all of my favorite television shows and movies? That is insane. Now, I don't think the movies actually have them. Or they might have pre-rolls or something like that. But I was so fucking pissed. I'm like, $2.99 Amazon, really? I spend all of my money with you. Every dime that I make goes to Amazon in some way, shape, or form. You give me boxes that are too big, and now you want me to pay $2.99 for a fucking ad-free experience. So I was like, I'm not doing it. No.
Putting your foot down.
Then I got
until
into bed last
really
night.
Yes. Watch something.
I got in bed last night. I go to watch Happy Valley and up pops a commercial and I'm like, where's that button for $2.99 subscription?
Well, there's that whole freebie thing too, right? Because
freebie.
Some of the things that I watch have the freebie, which is ads.
I know what I'm getting into with freebie. I understand that I'm getting ad supported TV with freebie, but I didn't know that when I got
Prime. But
that's
Prime. On Amazon.
I know, but well, I mean, they also have their own app too, but I you know, that's the other thing about Amazon is they suck in all these other channels and then they get you. It's like, oh, watch this wonderful British comedy television show. Fantastic. And then it's like, you know, free for a month and then you pay $7.99 a month.
And then you forget about it.
I know. I always forget about it. So I had to cancel like three of these television stations.
I think it was Curiosity Stream that I had for like 5 years.
Oh my God.
Because I just kept getting charged. And by the time I would get charged, then it was too late. And
you
and
forget
it
about it
till
the next time you got charged. Yeah, that's $7 and then it's $12. I don't know what I signed up for, but I signed up for one of those services. Like, I have to guess 5 years ago, one of those documentary, you know, hookie bookie, you know, the healer shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because they had a documentary about the Buddha that I wanted to watch.
Yes.
I signed up for it, never watched it. And then for years, never watched it.
We watched it.
No, this was a different
one.
That
was a different movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for years, they have been charging my fucking credit card. Ding, 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 ding. And every time I go and I try and cancel, and I cannot for the life of me remember my password, and it's on an email that I canceled years ago. So now I'm stuck in this endless loop. So finally I tried to give them a call. Of course, there's no number that, you know, this number is no longer supported. And I'm like, fuck, these fuckers probably are in bankruptcy and they're still charging me $10.99 a month so that I can watch some shitty documentary, which I never watched. Fuck.
See if you can get on there and watch it.
No, I can't because I can't remember my password. And I can't reset it because I don't have access to the email. It's like I'm just stuck paying these people $10.99 a month. It's ridiculous. And I think that's part of the problem these days. Like in the podcast industry, there's a big conversation that's going on right now. Ad supported or subscription.
Right.
And some of the bigger podcasts are saying subscription model is best because then we know that we're, you know, people are paying for the content, they're getting what they want without the commercials. We chose to do commercials because we aren't convinced anybody
would pay
for the material. Although some people have written in and said they would support an ad-free version of the show. That is really nice of you. But I haven't seen like 1,000 of those emails come through. I've seen like, you know, 12. And I'm just pretty sure that my family is not going to live on $1.99 times 12. I'm pretty sure. Well,
that's only going to support your the app that you can't get into.
Yeah, that's the only thing it's going to support is fucking Healer Stream or whatever it is. Healer Stream. So I am just like, this is, I think, like you said on one of the episodes, I think there's an Instagram reel about this. Like you said on one of the episodes, it is so bifurcated, and you have everybody has to pay for everything, and everybody's charging you for everything every month. You know, this subscription model is great for the people who are charging it, because you will likely forget that you ever used the service in the first place, and they will just keep dinging you. They'll just keep dinging you until you realize that you didn't use the service.
I do have to set up a reminder every time I do sign up for one of those free trials.
You set
up
a reminder.
Automatically go to my calendar and set a reminder.
Oh, that's a smart thing to do. Mm-hmm. I wish I had thought of using my calendar for anything. I'm always like,
it works half the time.
Yeah, you don't know how many meetings people call me, and I'm like, 5 minutes after the meeting started, they're like, text me, hey, you jumping on this? And I'll be like, yeah, but I don't have the link. The link's not working. Can you send it right now, this second? And then I jump on.
You're
and
a big
I'm like,
picture kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm a big picture kind of guy.
I learned this years ago when we worked together.
Yes, I'm big picture. You want ideas? I got ideas all day long.
You do.
You want work? Go to someone else for that.
Exactly. I remember being like, Brian, you said you were going to do that proposal.
Oh, I did? Oh, I probably
You're
will.
Like, sorry. I've got to run out to this other meeting.
Oh, my God, dude. I just hated it so much. I hated it. Everybody just nagging at you. I know. I would, and I'm just one of these guys. I do what's in front of me. Whatever needs to be done today, I do. Whatever needs to be done tomorrow, I'll do when tomorrow is today.
5 minutes late.
5 minutes late. But, you know, that's just part of dealing with Brian is that. Sometimes I don't check email for days. Why? Because I don't want to be bothered by it. Really, I don't want anybody to demand anything of me. So I just say, hey, listen.
I never saw that email.
I never saw that email. And I'm being honest. I didn't see that email. Never saw it. Never once. Never came through. Well, it came through, but I never once checked it. And then sometimes when I check
must
my...
Must have gone in junk.
Yeah. Wow. It went in junk, meaning it's more than an hour old. It's junk. If it's more than an hour old, it's junk. I started this rule a long time ago with myself. I said, okay, Brian, you're getting nothing done because all you're doing is responding to emails.
Sure.
I learned this when we worked at the radio company. Mm-hmm. Because everybody just sending emails constantly.
All the time.
I need this. I need that. Yep. I want this. I want that. Get your reports. Get your projections. All this other stuff. And so what I said to myself, okay, Brian, check your emails twice a day. Mm-hmm. In the morning and right before you leave. Mm-hmm. That way, you can address whatever needs to be addressed, but it's not ruining your entire day, just putting out fire after fire after fire.
Except when you're late to meetings hour after hour after
hour.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, listen, I didn't say I had to follow up on the email. I just said I would check the email. To be fair, I was usually the first one in for the projection meeting, figuring if I'm going to get my ass pounded.
Do it without anybody else here.
I might as well do it, be the first one, right? Get it out of the way. So, you know, I just, I don't know. It's just a part of my personality to not use a lot of these time-based reminders. That sounds so awful.
Personality to not pay attention to time.
Yeah, I don't want that. Who wants to be bothered by the tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock? It's always coming at you. And you're like, I don't know what to do. I got a meeting in 5 minutes ago. I got a meeting in 5 minutes ago. And so I've got to stop doing what you're asking me to do right now so I can go to that meeting that started in 5 minutes ago.
It's true. Yes.
That meeting starts in 5 minutes ago. And I can't think of how many times that has happened to me. Hundreds.
Oh, not I bet.
But listen, I digress a little bit.
Yeah.
True Detective is a great show. You should watch it.
Yes, it is.
And so is Happy Valley. You should watch that.
Subscribe to Max.
Yeah, you just got to pay, but remind yourself in some way, shape, or form. I'm going to make a sundial out front and then I'm going to put little reminders. I'll like tie blue to the ground every time.
You're going Mayan.
Yes. I'm going to go Mayan calendar with dog barking when it's time to cancel. Oh, time to cancel, Max. Someone go feed that sundial so she shuts up. I'll just have blue run in circles until it's time to cancel. Oh, my God. All right. So, you know, we got to now, speaking of ad supported content, we now got to put some ads in the show so we can support this content. So let's do that. And, you know, we'll be back, I think.
Ugh, finally, I feel like I was waiting forever for my turn to talk. Now that I have you, go to tcbpodcast.com to find all of our audio and video content and follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. Want it to be your turn to talk? Call us and spill the tea at 626-ASK-TCB3, and you may hear your voice on the show. You can also text us your tea at 855-TCB-8383, and boy, do we love to hear it. Anyway, take a listen to our sponsors, and let's get back to the show.
All right, so I got an Ask TCB I thought I'd throw out here. It's a very interesting one.
I've gotten
a couple of questions. I like just breeze by this a little bit. I got a couple of questions about what do we think about the upcoming election? And I don't think about the upcoming election because it does stress me the fuck out. Yeah, there's not a lot of great options here. But I will say this. I think, the world is so divided right now, and I don't want to add to it by, you know, talking shit about this person, talking shit about that person. But I will say this. Vote.
Yes. That's all I gotta say.
Show up and vote. Don't rest on your laurels. Don't think one thing is going to happen or another thing is going to happen. Listen, I think if you listen to the show long enough, you'll probably figure out who I'm going to reluctantly choose in the next election. But at the same time, like, the reason why we don't do political commentary is because so many people do it, and so many people are much more knowledgeable. The pundits are much more knowledgeable than I am. You can turn on any given number of television stations 24 hours a day to hear that their political leanings, probably with some actual information that has to do with facts. Yeah. And we are just not that show. It's not that we are afraid to talk about politics. It's that we don't want to talk about politics.
That's the break. The commercial break.
Yes, that's the break. You get you. Yes. We give that to you every day, and we don't want to start running backwards on that. Now, I'm also not afraid to share that I will not be voting for any furry-related bill that comes out. I don't think we need to stop furries from pissing in public bathrooms in schools. I just don't think that's an issue that anybody needs to be concerned with. Okay, so there you go. There's your answer for the five or six people who have recently started to poke us a little bit about who we're voting for. Tell you what, I will tell you who I voted for the day after the election. How's that? I'll do that. I'll be happy to do that. All right. So, Ask TCB, you ready for this one? Non-politically related.
Okay.
Hey, Brian and Chrissy, best to you and best to you, my friend. We're going to call her Angela. That's what she's requested, Angela. Angela says, and I don't want to read like this whole thing. It's very long. Thank you, Angela, for bringing in so much detail, but I kind of truncated this story a little bit to fit a segment of the show so we don't go on for 2 hours. It was a very well-written, well-thought-out email, but here is the premise of it. The premise is that Angela has a sister, okay? That sister came to the family by marriage, not by blood. Then by her mother. Her mother got married to another man, then the sister came in, and then her mother divorced that man, and then another man came in, and he brought his two sons. The son, the oldest son, is the same age as her sister. Let's call her Diane. Mm-hmm. So Angela's sister...
With the sister that's not the sister anymore.
Not technically a sister anymore, but they consider themselves sisters.
Got it.
Like, they're all a big happy family, or were all a big happy family. Until she got a second divorce, that third divorce, I guess this is at this point, when she divorced the man who brought the two sons mm-hmm. into the family. They were married for about 10 years. Her sister was 16 years old when her mother got married and the two sons came into the family. So now there's four children altogether. We got Angela, we got Diane, we got the two sons, Rob and Bob. Let's call them Rob and Bob. Rob and Angela, Rob and Diane are the same age. 10 years later, they get divorced. Now they're 26 years old. Mm-hmm. But they all still get together, and they all still sometimes show up at similar family events. They make sure they have Christmases together. They make sure they have Easters together. Angela.
Well, that was an amicable divorce.
It sounds like the siblings wanted to kind of hang out.
Keep that close.
Yeah, they realize what a kind of crazy situation it is.
They had that to bond over.
Yeah, it's like the Brady Bunch with a lot of divorces in between. Mm-hmm. A lot of divorces making up the makeup of that family, but sounds like the siblings at least tried to stay together. Here we are 4 years later, so now Diane is 30 years old, as is Rob. So Rob and Diane are 30 years old together. Her sister came to her recently to explain that she was indeed attracted to Rob. Mm. She felt like Rob and her were soulmates, quote unquote soulmates. And now Diane, my stepsister, is asking for my approval, my tacit approval. In other words, do you think it's okay if Rob and I start a relationship?
Mm.
And Angela says she is very confused by the whole thing and she doesn't know what to think. She never liked Rob's dad in the first place, and she always felt that Rob was kind of a womanizer. He had many girlfriends in the 10 years that that my mom and his dad were married. She felt that he sometimes was a little too slick for his own good. I get that kind of like he's a quick-talking, fast-talking type of dude.
This is the son.
The son.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay. And she
but just as a side note, she didn't like the dad either.
She didn't like the dad. She didn't like the kids. Okay. So sounds like her perspective may be a little bit colored here, but she goes on to explain that she is trying her best to be objective about this. And that at a base level, she does not see anything wrong with the two of them dating because they were never blood related and they were only, you know, brother and sister because of marriage, which didn't last and has now been over for 4 or 5 years. Brian and Chrissy, what do you kind of advice do you think I should give to my sister? And I would say I only have one piece of advice, and that is videotape it and put it on Pornhub because I think it's going to make a lot of fucking money because that's all anybody seems to be interested in on that damn Pornhub is brother and sister sex activity.
Oh, God.
Honestly, what is going on in this country?
Like, I don't know.
There's like entire sections, not that I would know myself, but in my circle of friends, I've heard that stepsister, stepbrother porn is extraordinarily popular on a lot of these websites. Mm. Who knew? I find it a little bit repugnant myself, but okay, whatever. So, but I'm also thinking of like the traditional, you know, we're young and then our mom and dad marry and they stay together forever, but we're having sex in the background.
Right.
Whatever. I feel like we've heard something similar to this kind of question.
I feel like
before.
Maybe we did a show.
We did do a show on cousins. The cousins.
Cousin fuckers.
The kissing cousin fuckers. We should check in on those cousin fuckers, honestly. We should see what they're up to. I've always wondered, what happened to those two cousin fuckers? They were all over TV for a minute, and now they're gone. They were like petitioning the state of Utah see if they could have sex together.
Yeah.
It's something like that.
Yeah, they were gathering signatures in the park.
Yeah. That's what I say, Angela. Tell Diane to go gather signatures in the park. Can I fuck my stepbrother? Yeah.
Get out and vote.
This is what I say. You got to get out there. If you want change, you got to make it yourself. No one's going to do it for you. If you want that kind of activity to be legal, which I think it already is anyway in most states, then I say go for it. I don't give a shit. Honestly, like, you met when you were 16 years old. It's not like you met when you were two.
Right.
Which I think may not be all that different, but kind of different.
It is, yeah. I think, growing up from a young age versus meeting someone when you're going through puberty.
Yeah. Well, you're already sexually aware. Mm-hmm, it's not like, you know, it's this complete naive, we're three-year-olds and, you know, playing around. And then when we're 25, we all of a sudden want to have sex with each other. Right. Yeah. I think that's a little bit different, a little bit. My perspective is, who gives this shit? Honestly, if they love each other, they love each other.
I mean, if they're talking soulmates.
That's a big word.
That is a big word.
It's a big word. That they might be their true flame. What is that? Love flame? Twin flame? They might be a twin flame.
God, that's...
That is twisted. But they might be. You never know. They might be like true soulmates. And I do have to say I support love in most of its forms.
Love... Well, the heart wants what the heart wants.
The heart wants what the heart wants. I don't know what to tell you. I want to have sex with my sister. I can't help it. The heart wants what the heart wants.
I mean, I guess they haven't been siblings even for a while. And if that was, you know, in the 16 type range when they lived under the same roof, that could have only been for, you know, a couple of years, I guess, if they went to college.
Could only been for a couple of years. The one question that I think was kind of answered, but not really answered, I read over it a couple times just to make sure that I didn't get the firm answer. But the answer was, did Diane stick around and live with them after her dad divorced? She made it sound as if they did.
Oh.
So I don't know. Like that situation in and of itself is kind of weird and it deserves more exploring. I think that question is more
confusing.
Confusing than any question about them having sex. Yeah, at 30 years old.
Right.
You are adults, and there are adults doing a lot worse in this world than having sex with a stepsister. I would tell you.
A former stepsister,
not even a current stepsister. Mm. I think the runway is clear on this.
Yeah.
I think you've given it enough time. 5 years is a long time. You guys, the parents were together for 10 years during your formative years, and you have found some kind of relationship. Listen, the guy is a womanizer, the guy is a womanizer. That's a different story altogether. But I have to take at face value what's being said here in the sense that I don't know him to be a womanizer. You said he was a womanizer. That's your perspective.
And maybe he used to be a womanizer, but now he's come around.
And now he's settled down with his mm-hmm. sister. So, I mean,
exactly.
What more could you ask for? I don't know. I'm kind of rooting for this couple, actually.
Yeah.
Listen, Diane.
Keep us posted.
Yeah, keep us posted. I like the thought. I like the thought that you meet somebody, the relationship grows over time, and you find out that this is really the person you're supposed to be with. I like that kind of story. Mm-hmm. I think that's a story that I can relate to, that I'm familiar with. It's like, you know, unlike Chrissy and I, who are like brother and sister, yes. probably will never have sex, actually probably not ever have sex, but our twin flame has grown into this twisted pot of bullshit that we call the commercial break. Yes. We spend more time here than we do with our own spouses.
The lights burn bright.
The lights burn bright here at the commercial break.
The studio.
Yes. It is better to sparkle than to fade away, as they say. I don't even know what that means. I mean, it is better to, what is it, better to...
burn bright.
Burn bright than sparkle and
fast
fade or something?
Or something,
yeah,
I don't
something
know.
Kurt Cobain said. I don't know. Poor Kurt. They released his autopsy report. Did you see that?
No.
Kurt Cobain? I read through it. It doesn't say anything surprising. It's just there's a lot of detail into what happened with Kurt. And poor Kurt, you think back on that time. What a superstar. And mm-hmm. what like a voice of a generation and a guy who by all intents and purposes wasn't hurting anybody. He was just like a good musician who wrote a lot
hurt
of songs.
Himself.
He hurt himself. Mm-hmm. And it's a terribly sad, terribly, yes. terribly sad thing. When you think of music back in that time period, were mm-hmm. you into Nirvana?
Yeah.
You were?
Oh, yeah. Pearl Jam, Nirvana,
Soundgarden.
Yeah, all the hits. Mm-hmm. Temple of the Dog.
Matchbox 20, Bare Naked Ladies.
It's been 4 weeks since you looked at me.
And I still say I'm sorry. Chickity chick, 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 chicken. Get a bunch of my friends looking.
Watch the X-Files when the lights on.
Got your lights on.
How can I love you when I see you?
Oh, nope, different band. All those Bare Naked Ladies. So do you think of, when you think of the album that you want to play today, do you think of Nirvana's Nevermind? Would you put that in and listen to that Stip to Stern? Or would you rather listen to like 10 or Verses from Pearl Jam or Soundgarden's Bad Motor Woozy? Or I call it Bad Motor Woozy. It's Bad Motor Finger. But I like to call it Bad Motor Woozy for some reason. I always have. I don't
woozy.
Know. Yeah. Alice in Chains, Man in the Box.
Alice in Chains. That was a good one.
Yeah. Peter Cetera's. I have a
we
right
just listened to
fight for your honor.
Jeff, we have a big vinyl collection, and we just listened to Blood Sugar Sex Magic the other night.
Not a Chili Peppers
and
fan.
It was good. It was really good.
Chili Peppers fan. Just can't get into them. I don't know why. I just never have been able to get into them. It's not that I don't think they're talented musicians. Flea, it's talented musician. Anthony Kiedis is doing that thing on the stage. And you know, Will Ferrell's a great drummer. So that's all I got to say.
True.
Yeah.
No, well, that whole genre definitely evokes emotion.
A feeling,
yeah.
I was there. I did it. Yeah. I was like just mm-hmm. coming into my teenage, mm-hmm. you know, to my formative years. And like, I identified with a lot of what was being said and the moodiness of the whole thing. Everybody's moody around that. So everybody's all moody.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're all upset at it.
Feelings.
The man, I have feelings and I want to emote, but no one lets me emote. I want to be a rock star, but I don't want the fame, man. I don't want to do it.
Parents don't understand it.
They never have.
You don't want them to.
Why would we?
Your music.
It's mine. mine. I'll be in the basement ideating suicide and smoking lots of pot if anybody needs me. In my sweater, in my flannel. I'll be back. It's August. It's 93 degrees, Brian. Yeah, that's what you would say, man. You don't understand. You never understood. No. We just went through Vietnam, but everything's cool, dude. Don't worry
right,
about it.
Exactly.
Whatever. You lie on your own shit. You're the man in the box. But when I think of great albums, and I have to say this, I think of Nevermind, but it wouldn't be my first choice of albums to put in today mm-hmm. and listen to. And I don't know why that is. I just don't know, in my personal opinion, if that has aged as well as some of the other music of the time.
Mm.
And that is a controversial thing to say, but I'm going to say it right now. I just don't know for my own dollar. I don't know if it's...
Well, that's the thing about art. It's all interpreted.
That is the thing about art, is that Brian is constantly critiquing and knows nothing about it. I have Dick Tracy collection on my wall. I mean, what more could you ask of a guy?
Exactly. Says it all.
It does say it all. Hey, I wanted to ask you about Neuralink.
Ooh.
Talk to me about your feelings about Neuralink.
I think it's really scary.
I think it's super fucking fucked up, man. I know that Elon thinks that he's trying to save the world with this one, but I just wonder what in the world's going through his head. Well, Neuralink, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't see Elon with Neuralink in his head. I mean, that's kind of where I go with it. Now, I'm not beating up Elon. I think he's trying to move forward a technology that was clearly coming anyway, right? If somebody was going to do this at some point, and it seems like he is the first to get on board. Neuralink has a long and very controversial history with ape research. Some of these apes went ape shit, and they literally ripped their skulls out trying to take this thing out of their head. What the first human being, after approval by the FDA, the first human being last week was implanted with a Neuralink by a special robot that was designed to do this type of surgery. The Neuralink goes in the head, and it...
What part does it go into?
The frontalis lobulus. The maximus gluteus. I'm not sure. I don't know. But it goes into some... You have to do a craniotomy. Like, you got to take it out, put it in. At least that's the way it appears.
You know, that is...
Yeah, that is definitely... You definitely have to have something in your head. And you got to drill a hole in order
exactly
to get
exactly what happens.
Yeah. So they put it
but
in this...
But where and for what purpose? I was reading a little bit of it earlier about...
It's apparently where the like verbal neurons get shot off so that you can... You think... Like, if I'm thinking, not saying, thinking...
Like, if you're helping somebody with brain damage, say, after a horrible wreck...
Yes.
Or something like that. Like, if it's being used for good, then okay. And there's already types of different things that you can do with your with people's bodies to enhance them after some kind of...
They have magic machines. Like, if you're totally paraplegic, you can look at a list of words and stare at it for like a microsecond, and then it can talk that word, right? I think that is how Stephen Hawking, if I'm not mistaken, did communicate at certain points. But what this is supposed to do is it's supposed to, when you think it, it's in that cortex of your brain that has thought, right? Like, words come out of that part of the brain, but you don't have to say the words. You think them, and then all of a sudden they're being said by
a computer.
Well,
I don't want that.
No, I don't want that. But someone who cannot use their mouth may
want
that.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. What is it being used for?
Right now, it went in.
Because I don't know that I completely trust Elon Musk
after the whole
Twitter X takeover. So.
Listen, I don't want anybody to be able to turn me on and turn me off, right? And I don't want anybody be able to download what's in my head.
No.
Because then,
I
for sure,
private.
The commercial break is over. It's over. No one's going
to
want it. Yeah, it needs to stay private. My private thoughts are my private thoughts. It's like I tell my children, your privates are your privates, including your thoughts. And right now, it's only being used, the only test subjects that have volunteered and have been approved to do this are people who have all loss of their limbs.
Mm-hmm.
So they cannot communicate via computer because they can't type. So in this sense, maybe if I'm
that's
in that
game changer,
if
then.
I'm in that situation, maybe I'm volunteering. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm saying, okay, I don't want this necessarily. I don't want someone, you know, being
able
to
read
my
mind. But to change your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what if someone walks in, like a hot girl walks in, right? This is what I'm thinking. 20 years down the road, everybody's getting Neuralinks like iPhones. I'm updating my Neuralink. I'm upgrading to Neuralink 7 or whatever, right? But it starts getting on the fritz and some hot girl walks in the coffee shop. And you know, you
or hot guy,
but I'm saying hot girl for me, right?
No, but you really you've had your man crush at the Starbucks.
Oh, I have had my man crushes, and I do have man crushes. Oh, yeah, there's the guy at the Starbucks.
At the Starbucks, yeah.
And then all of the sudden, right, you're like,
you smell so good.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I bet his dick is huge.
Huh?
Sorry, I meant to say, I bet your dick is huge.
Like, what if someone walked in and you were just like,
nice tits?
What? I'm afraid this thing would go amok. Like, I would just be totally, I'd be busted in every situation.
Yes. Please don't get a boner. Please don't get a boner. Please don't get a boner. Oh, I got a boner.
You know, I mean, imagine the situation where I was at the park the other day and I was like, oh my.
What a whore.
Like, oh no.
The kids' place.
The kids' place where the two ladies of the night walked in to, you know, watch their children break their heads wide open and still carrying two glasses of wine. I mean,
a bad stupid brat.
Yeah, stupid brat.
You're an asshole.
Sir, please.
Seriously, he's an asshole. Isn't there a place where assholes go?
I'm going to need one of these buttons.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole.
Excuse, my Neuralink's on the fritz right now. I'm sorry. That's not me. That's Elon. He's reading Twitter to me.
You're on an unsupported version.
I know.
Your credit card has been declined. Nice ass.
Yeah.
You are not able to access the sensor function. Your credit card has been declined.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing about it is it's like the artificial intelligence and all of that. Now, once it's out there, it's out there. So I guess we need to learn a lot about it.
Oh, once it's out there, we're done. Yeah, it's game over now.
We just need to learn about it now.
There is nothing else we can do. The game is over, and we are all going to be having Neuralinks in our head in the next 20 years because it's going to become a popular, cool thing to do. There's going to be some cool thing that you can do with it that's the Trojan horse. And everyone's going to go, oh, I have to have that because I got to be able to read my... You know, I got to be able to just wake up and have the news downloaded into my head, or the whole season of True Detective is now in my head. Wouldn't that be freaky if, like, it gets to a point where they can implant memories into your head, or like television shows? You don't even have to watch them. You know what they're about. You've seen it because it's in your brain. Isn't that interesting? I mean, scary, but interesting. I can think of all the different possibilities.
I like to discover things, though.
Yeah, you're going to discover that you got a robot in your head that you right. got to pay $5.99 a month to download Twitter.
Terminator-like.
I know. I mean, honestly, this part really does scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, it's
because
scary.
I don't want to like get all macabre here, but I did see an investigation that I think one of the big news agencies did. I can't remember which one, so I don't want to misspeak, but... And they did it about the chimps that have, for the last 2 or 3 or 4 years, however long it's been, have been getting these Neuralink implants as a part of the process to get approved by the FDA. And it's terrible, horrible, horrible stuff. And it's like, you wouldn't wish that upon your worst enemy. And the way that these chimps were acting after they got the Neuralink and the things that they were doing to try and get it out of their heads, like killing themselves. That's how bad it was. And so I wonder if they have taken care of those problems. I wonder if that was
hopefully.
Just yeah.
putting them
I
in
mean,
a human.
Seriously. Yeah. God. You just watch a bunch of people on the side of a building banging their heads trying to get their Neuralink out. It would be really scary. So I'll end on that happy note.
Oh, yes. Happy Valley.
Happy Valley. Watch it on Amazon. $2.99 ad free. I mean, an additional $2.99
right.
ad free. Yeah. Well, it's been an interesting afternoon here at the commercial break.
Yes, it has.
But, you know.
It always is.
Yeah. More fun to come next week. We got lots of guests lined up, actually.
We do.
And so while we haven't had any in this couple first shows of the season or a couple weeks of the season, don't you worry your pretty little heart out. We've got some great people coming up.
We do.
And then some people you may not like. But, you know, hey, listen, I can't make a winner every time, can you?
Can't be everything to everybody.
Yeah, I want to say thanks so
much.
Don't
let your star burn out.
No, sparkle and fade, or fade and sparkle, or
vote.
Yeah, whatever Kurt said. Go vote. I choose voting. That's what I choose. I choose voting. Show up at those polls, kids. It does make a difference, and it certainly will this time. No matter who you choose to vote for, this one's a big one. I feel like the last four elections have been like kind of life or death. It's like existential crisis. And here we go again. Mm-hmm. One more. Can't we just have like a normal election where no one really gives a shit? Ah, that guy's okay and that dude's cool too. Yeah. Like, whatever.
Exactly.
All right. So, tcbpodcast.com, tcbpodcast.com. Go there. Find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes, get all the sponsors, special codes and stuff for free shit. We would appreciate it if you would go to those sponsor pages if you're in the market for their services or products, and make sure you use those special codes or URLs because it does matter to us here at the show, so we don't have to charge you $5.99 a month to watch the shitty content. You can also get your free piggy fronting sticker. Go to the contact us button, get the drop down menu, says I want my free sticker, give us your physical address, we'll send it off to you. And if you'd like us to sign it or something, we'd be happy to do that. I mean, we're not happy to do it, but we'll do it. I'm not happy to do it, but I'll do it. 626, ask TCB the number 3. That's 1-626, ask TCB the number 3. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, we take them all. At that number, you can text, you can leave a voicemail. Now that I know where to check the voicemails.
Yeah, exactly.
At The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. Go there, subscribe. The whole audio podcast is now available on YouTube. And hey, Angela, let Diane and Rob have their moment. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do today.
I think so.
But I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
I'll say best to you.
Best to you.
And I'll tell you best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I do say, we will say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Take a dick and keep on licking.